So today in Orchos Chaim of the Rosh, I'm going to discuss the Isser of Shaloi Stakel Be'isha Shehi Asura Loi. That prohibition of being Stakel on a woman that's Asur to you. So again, usually when you have someone speak, someone gives a drasha, you assume, or you hope at least, that they've attained a certain Bekiyas, a certain mastery in whatever topic they're discussing. In this case, you know, no such pretense here. I'm working on this the same way that everyone else in the yeshiva is working on this. It's an avoda. Yitzhak Hashem could share some ideas that might be helpful to someone. But again, this is an area that in certain circles in Yiddishkeit has been neglected in these past few years. It's something that we think of Shmiras Einayim and Istaklus Asuros. Oh, that's something that people in Me'ar Sharim do. It's a term coined by the Nature Karta, and it's a Midas Chasidus. It's for the intense people living in Yerushalayim or Bnei Brak or Williamsburg, but it's not Nogela Maisa to us, and it's absolutely untrue. The Gemara in Brachos learns out the prohibition of Istaklus Asuros from the Pasuk that we say at least twice a day, Los Asuru Achrei Levachem V'Achrei Nechem. And the Rambam brings it down the halacha, Shulchan Aruch Paskins, that these are, Ebn Ezer Chafalev Paskins, these are real, there's real prohibitions here, there's a real Isser Deoraisa. Not only that, if you open up the Mishnah Berurah, the first daf of the perish of the Mishnah Berurah on the Shulchan Aruch, one of the first few things he mentions, he gives a whole chizuk on whole musr there on the Indian of Shmira Seinayim. So again, this is not a Haredi chumrah. This is not this is not some modern day invention. This is a real Isser del Raisa. So again, we don't have the time to go into the whole sugi here, the parameters of how it works, what counts, what doesn't, how do you ask, I would suggest everyone goes ask their Rebbeim, ask their poskim. One thing on a halachic level that I do want to point out is the notable exception that for the sake of a shidduch, that being stakil on isha, that's asuralo, is mutter. The person has to know whether he wants to marry this person or not. So he can't sit on a date and not look at the girl. So again, that's the notable exception of the Shulchan Aruch. But again, that's in no way is that some blanket het there to just let your eyes feast on whatever you want when you're, again, if you're on a date or if you're in a certain place, perhaps in a shul or some place where there's a chance that you might encounter girls that you could be interested in. So okay, fine. So in that case, but to be letting your eyes roam around in the supermarket or the subway or the library, whatever it is, that's not what the Shulchan Aruch is giving you a heter for. So again, there's a reality. We live in 2020, and the second you walk out your door, it's impossible not to be faced with these nisyonos. And sometimes even before you leave your door, you're faced with these nisyonos. Hamevin yavin. And this is again, there's a certain, there's a certain sense of like it can be a very overwhelming concept. And there's two different approaches that people take. And the first one is that, which I think many people have taken, is that, listen, it's just impossible. You can't walk down the street without seeing something. It's just impossible. I can't. It's just too much. I know it's us, Rich. I can't. It's too much for me. And obviously, that's the Yetzer Hara speaking. On the other hand, you have the opposite extreme. That Isser Istaklus. I have to walk out with covering my eyes, and I have to be locked in my room. I can't go anywhere, and I have to walk out and constantly be irritable and live in fear and be aggressive, and that's also the Yetzer Hara. And those are two. Neither of those approaches is going to work. And I think there's two things a person has to quickly remind themselves of, and that's what the Chovas HaLevavos said, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't give us any nisayon that's impossible. Hashem doesn't put us in a situation and a nisayon that we can't pass. So again, we're capable of looking away. We can do it. We can, whether we choose to or not, that's our decision. Hashem gives us the koach to do so. And the other thing we have to remember is Lo Nisna Torah L'Machli Asharis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Torah to Basar V'Dam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows exactly who he's giving it to, and he knows that we're not perfect, and he knows that it's going to be a struggle. He does not demand perfection. HaKadosh Baruch Hu just wants us to make an effort, to try, to at least put up a fight. And that's, just even to turn away for 1 second, even before, 1 second of not looking before making that double take, that's already, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has tremendous nachas from that. And on that note, it says in the Svar Makdoshim, which really just means I don't remember what the Makor is, but it says in the Svar Makdoshim that any moment that a person turns away from looking at something that they want to be mistakel on, for that moment that you turn away, it's a tremendous Eis Ratzon. The person should, if they need any Yeshua, that's the moment to daven for other people, to daven for yourself, to make bakashos, that moment of turning away. So again, that's something to keep in mind. B'shas Nisayon. So again, I think there's a certain, I think there's a hashkafa that we can derive from famous, well-known Gemara in Bava Basra and Zayin Amud Beis. And the Farshim that, you know, Ayin Sham, there's a lot to talk about. I don't have time to mention it here. That's basically, a person has to go somewhere, and there's two paths. One of the paths passes right next to a group of women that are doing the laundry and, you know, dressed unsneezily, and it might be the shorter path versus another path that doesn't have as much preetzis on it, that a person has the obligation to take the path that has the least amount of nisyonos in it. And that a person who voluntarily takes the path that's going to lead him around situations that are going to be dangerous to Shmir Seinayim, he's called Hoshea. That there's a certain, it's a voluntary sin. And I think that halacha really has certain, you know, ramifications, halacha l'maisa to us nowadays in terms of the decisions that we go, of how, you know, where we go and how we get there, in terms of, you know, the options between going shopping in the city versus going shopping somewhere in a Jewish neighborhood, or the difference between going to the kosher supermarket versus, you know, the non-Jewish supermarket, or certainly, you know, vacation choices. A person who, you know, for winter break, Miami Beach for the winter versus Colorado. You know, the snow of Colorado is going to be much more conducive to Shmira Sinai than the beaches of Miami Beach. Not only that, the decisions in terms of where we take our jobs, working somewhere in the city in some Wolf of Wall Street-esque type of place versus, you know, some more, you know, a company run by frum people somewhere else where there's different standards in the office, or, you know, where we take our internships, where we take our jobs, where we choose to live. Again, these are all cheshbonos that, again, at the very least, this has to be something that, it has to be something we think, it needs to be a factor in our decision. We have to at least think about it for a moment. So again, in terms of etzas, you know, who might give etzas on this? The number one etza I could say 100% is to daven for siyata d'shmaya. Every time you walk out the door and you're davening, Hashem, Ribono Shel Olam, please give me the koach to be strong in this nisayon. Give me the koach to keep the kedusha inayim. Beg Hashem. That's number one etza. The second etza the Gemara brings down is, person is getting overcome by the Yitzhahara, Mashcheu LeBeis HaMedrash, drag him to the Beis HaMedrash. So it could mean, you know, if you're feeling overcome with certain feelings, certain taiva, to run into the Beis HaMedrash, or to run to open up a sefer, or even while you're walking on the street, to start, you know, saying words of Tehillim, or to say a Pasuk, or to think a Torah, or to think of a Mishnah and Avos, something like that. Third Yitzhah from Reb Nachman is, again, a person who's walking around B'Simcha, a person who's walking around with a smile on his face, who's singing a tune, who's walking in a good mood, even if he's not feeling, just to put a smile on your face. It's a person who walks around with a smile on their face is not as susceptible to these things. It's not foolproof, but a person not as susceptible to being drawn into looking at things he shouldn't be on the street. And the last etza I would say is, and again, forgive me if this doesn't apply to you, or forgive me if this does apply to you, and you don't take it the right way. I apologize, but something that's been on my mind is, you know, when it comes to TV shows and movies and all these scenes, all these things, it just I just don't get it. I mean, there's no such thing now as a TV show that doesn't have an unsneezed woman in the cast. It just doesn't exist. There's no such thing as a movie that doesn't have, you know, some type of inappropriate scene in it. There's no such thing as, certainly not no such thing as a music video that doesn't have, you know, tremendous innuendo, if not more. Even the children's movies, you go out to the movies and the previews in them, the things you're exposed to, like, I just don't understand how a person can voluntarily put themselves in a situation like that. I mean, we say, Los Asur Acharei Levavchem Acharei Nechem twice a day. How can we live with that steer that I'm voluntarily being Koveya Itim to watch these things that are, again, it's full of treifas. I don't know how else to put it. You know, a person who's really trying to live a life of Avodas Hashem, who's really trying to live a life of Taryag Mitzvos done b'shlemus, I just don't get how it fits in. I don't get how we justify it. And you know, even the Bnei Torah have deluded themselves into thinking that it's totally fine and totally normal. And then even talk about it amongst themselves. Oh, did you see the latest episode of Game of Thrones? Game of Thrones, Hashem Yirachem, like the crazy things that you see there, admitting out loud. It used to be people were ashamed to admit that they looked at bad things. Now people admit openly, yeah, which episode are you on? To admit such things, to normalize these things, it's absolutely crazy. And the worst part of it is, Unfortunately, there's certain rabbanim, you know, will quote contemporary TV shows in their drashos, and you know, and create this illusion that this is a standard that's acceptable in Jewish culture. It's crazy. Poor it's geder, mamish machtiyas harabim with these things. I think a person who wants to live a truly emistic life, a person who's truly trying to live a life of according to Ratzon Hashem, has to ask himself intellectual honesty. Does this fit in with a life of Torah mitzvos? Putting myself in the situation of encountering these things that are usher to be mistakel on, how can we do such a thing? So again, b'siyat d'shmaya, you know, Kadosh Baruch Hu gives extra siyat d'shmaya, an extra koach tshuva during Elul, during Esrei Yemei Tshuva. Should be zochet to tap into this matana that Kadosh Baruch Hu gives us. Should be zochet to take on new Kabbalahs on ourselves, to improve, to grow, to raise ourselves up in Kedusha and Tahara. And through that, Yirtzeh Hashem, to be zochet to Ksiva v'chasima toivim, Yirtzeh Hashem.